This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the teams that took place, Miami Palmetto and the Panthers, that have been in the mix for the last few years. Coach Mike Manasco is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Thanks for having me on, Blue.
Great idea to have like all those teams. I know you've participated in it. You take advantage of things like that because you get all the college coaches in one place, which is, I think, and it's something that used to go on a long time ago, where, you know, they don't have to run and say, hey, I'll be back. I have to go here. I have to go there. Here they are. All I do is sit down, sit under the tent, you know, walk around. I know they had a good time as far as talking with one another. How essential is that for you, especially with the kids that people may not have known before last Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing for a college coach to come into the school and watch film and maybe bump into somebody, but it's another thing to get out there and watch them live and watch them play, watch them run and hit. You know, we did it in 2019 before COVID hit. We were up at the one at Palm Beach Lakes, and it was the same kind of atmosphere. It's just great for the kids, and it's great for the colleges. And we're, number one, we're happy to have you back. But number two, we're happy to have those colleges back as well. Just being able to see the kids. I mean, a couple of my kids really helped themselves with the way that they played on Saturday. But all in all, it's a great event. That's why we went. You know, I mean, obviously it takes a little money to travel up there, and you know, it's an entire Saturday. But at the end of the day, it's for the kids, and it's well worth it.
Yeah, and your fans travel well. Parents support you guys really well, and that I know was a good thing, like you said, for them to get away for the day and maybe go to a part of the South Florida that they don't get a chance to. They rolled out the welcome mat. Other than the 2-hour delay, everything else kind of went smooth. Everything else went smooth. But one of the players that everybody looked at the other day that may not have been on anybody's radar, but he's firmly entrenched now, is Jakari Barney. This is a kid who's just going to be a rising junior, an athlete that you could plug in everywhere. He made plays all day long. Talk about him, because I think there's a guy, and you do have loads of talent on your team, and there's a lot of kids that stood out, but he was one that kind of like grabbed everybody's attention, the Clemsons, the Miamis, everybody who was on hand. Talk about him and what he'll mean to your team in this coming season.
Yeah, I had multiple schools call me Saturday night, Sunday morning, and let me know that he was the best player they thought of the entire event. You know, he's just got such a rare blend of speed and athleticism. He can play anywhere on the field. You know, we had him at quarterback some last year, plays receiver, defensive back. But, you know, every college that's come to Palmetto and been able to see that film from last year, he just backed it up by what he did. You know, he didn't surprise any of us. He just backed it up. You know, he by the end of the day, Blue, he'll be one of the best kids that's ever worn that Palmetto Blue.
Yeah. No, you don't have to convince me. The kid's a big guy. I've seen him 2 weekends in a row now. I saw him in the referee scrimmage against Champagnat, and then this last week. Speaking about that class of 2024, a familiar name in Willis McGahee, somebody who obviously people know the name, but this young man is kind of carving out his own little reputation. Hard worker, physically gifted. Talk about him.
Yeah, that sack he had against Stranahan really woke up the crowd. I mean, he's a super explosive athlete, great young man, great family, you know, A and B student, but just a phenomenal teammate, a phenomenal athlete. And, you know, he he's just getting into, you know, understanding what position is best suited for him. I mean, we gave him a jet sweep in the referee scrimmage. He's been really impressive on offense in practice. So we really don't know. He's just such a very coachable kid, but at 6'2", you know, 220 pounds and can run the way that he runs. He's on a ton of college radars, you know, and we're really excited for him. Our 2024 class is very, very special.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. If I could just kind of ask how Derek Bowler's doing. Here's a young man who I think the world of, and
yeah.
He was injured in the game. Is he? Have we found out anything on him?
Yeah. He went to the doctor today. No surgeries needed, which is a huge blessing. You know, he's got a high ankle sprain and he's got an MCL sprain, which will take, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, but he'll be back full speed by the middle of July. So we definitely dodged a bullet there. Another great kid. It's really worked hard to get where he's at. And, you know, he's got, you know, 25, 30 different colleges that have offered him a scholarship. So, you know, it was a really big hold your breath moment there on Saturday for us. Cause you know, him nor Cameron Sapp, who's another very, very special athlete for us.
Yes.
Neither one of them got to play against Treasure Coast because of injuries. So, you know, we would have liked to have seen them a little bit more, obviously, than we were able to.
No doubt. Coach Mike Manasco, head coach from Miami Palmetto, joining us. And one of the other areas of your team that kind of impressed me, and I kind of figured it would, is your offensive line. You know, I've seen Victor Pino a couple of times already in the offseason. The young man, Darryl Doctor, who I think the world of as well. I think he's a very athletic young guy. Talk about that, because I know that you had told me last year that's an area that you wanted to kind of improve on moving forward, and I think you've gone a long way in doing that.
Yeah, you know, I really would like to talk about Darryl Doctor. I mean, this young man, 6'3", 270 pounds. He can dunk a basketball. He can do a backflip. He is as athletic a center as I've ever had. He's first team all Miami-Dade as a sophomore and as a junior. You know, he's got college offers, obviously. But, man, he just runs that offensive line from that center position. Because, you know, in high school, a lot of times, you know, we'll have a very good lineman, but he'll be playing left tackle, and we try to sell him to the colleges. You know, he's going to be a center because he lacks height. But Darryl's actually a center. You know, he is the unconditional leader. Pino's had a great offseason. You know, he's another big body kid. He's playing tackle. I think he projects as a guard. Josh Felipe is another young man that's 6'4", 300 pounds that has had a great spring. And then we have some young guys that have really been fighting for an opportunity to play. And I was very impressed with the way we moved the ball, the way we protected the quarterback. Definitely a bright spot moving forward, because if you followed us for the, you know, last 6 years we've been in the playoffs, the one hindrance when we get deeper and deeper has been, you know, being able to withstand those lines we see as we move forward, you know, because, you know, you win in the trenches, and I'm really excited about this group.
Well, you know what, too, Coach, another area that I thought was essential, you know, when you talk about linebackers, and Gabe Hardman, who I think has worked as hard as anybody I've watched in the last couple of years, kind of mature. He got hit the weight room really a lot during the offseason. And the kid, Darius Swan, who I think is another one. So you're kind of set up for your linebacker play with Willis McGahee and Swan and also Gabe. Talk about that and how you felt that they've performed this spring.
Yeah, Gabe Hardman, he was the one that probably improved his stock the most from Saturday. You know, he's a coach's dream. You know, you want guys like this. When he steps into your weight room or your locker room or your practice field, he makes your program better. He's an unconditional leader. You know, I mean, if you're on our sideline, you know who Gabe Hardman is, and you can hear him speaking, and the right. Kids listen. He's a tremendous athlete, and he's a tackling machine. And, you know, I had a bunch of schools come by the place today after seeing him on Saturday because, you know, he is just an intriguing prospect at all the different things he can do. And then the other young man that you didn't mention was Lathan Crowley. He's a 24,
yes.
Starts at will linebacker for us, and he's as good as they come. Darius Swan starts at Sam linebacker, and he's a young man that's just blossomed within our program through the weight room and through the rigor and, you know, the academic stuff that we put him through. Man, he has really turned himself around, and he is a big-time player.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike Benasco from Miami Palmetto, head coach, joining us. And I kind of didn't want to let you go without talking about one of the bigger guys on your team that kicks. And you've been blessed with good special teams. And I'll tell you what, when Patrick Keough goes out there, that's amazing. Great leg, good kid, really good in the classroom, and what a weapon he is as well.
Yeah, I mean, he hit the crossbar from 50 yards out in the referee scrimmage that made it kind of exciting when we got to, you know, play all those kids. And but I'll tell you what, man, where I think he's going to really make his niche in college is punting the ball. You know, he's one of those kids, when the foot hits the ball, you hear it. And, you know, he's definitely every bit of 6'4", 260 pounds. And, you know, he was injured last year. Unfortunately, he had a really bad back strain. So getting him out there healthy, you can really see the difference in the way that he can put foot to the ball.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. I enjoyed watching you the last couple of weeks. It's always fun. Palmetto's, the parents are always really good. The kids are always really friendly and accommodating, and you guys are the best. Thanks so much for taking the time, and I know we'll catch up during the summer.
No, definitely. Two things, Blue. Obviously, it's great having you back. You know, seeing you out there the last 2 weeks really puts in perspective how valuable you are to our community and to football in general. And just super excited about our squad, man. I haven't been this excited about a group in a long time.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Coach, on both fronts. Coach Mike Manasco, the head coach at Miami Palmetto. I'll tell you, I enjoyed watching them the last couple weeks. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.